WCYB Digital Radio, this is today's cybercrime news. Researchers at ProDaft expose the inner workings of Wizard Spider, a hacking group that pours its illicit proceeds back into the criminal enterprise, according to ZDNet. Likely Russian in origin, Wizard Spider runs an infrastructure made up of a complex set of sub-teams and groups, and is believed to be associated with the Grim Spider and Lunar Spider hacking gangs. Becker Health's IT reports that the Dallas-based Christus Health System has successfully blocked a ransomware attack, which appears to have been carried out by the ransomware group Avos Locker. The incident did not impact any patient information or clinical operations. However, Avos Locker has posted some data from the attack on their dark web leak site. From CoinDesk, addresses connected to Ronan Bridges' $625 million exploit show upward of $10 million worth of Ether are on the move. Data shows so far over 55 transactions have been made. Today's crypto moves follow the aggressive selling of stolen Ether in early April, when the exploiters moved as much as 21,000 Ether over several transactions to Tornado. The stash was valued at over $65 million at the time. New data about the real-time bidding system's use of web users' info for tracking and ad targeting, released by the Irish Council for Civil Liberties, suggests Google and other key players in the high-velocity, surveillance-based ad auction system are processing and passing people's data billions of times per day, according to TechCrunch. The ICCL argues that real-time bidding is the biggest data breach ever recorded, and that users in Colorado and the UK are among the most exposed by the system, with 987 and 462 RTB broadcasts apiece per person per day. The Texas Tribune reports that the personal information of almost 2 million individuals who filed claims with the Texas Department of Insurance was exposed and publicly available for nearly 3 years, including Social Security numbers, addresses, dates of birth, phone numbers, and information about workers' injuries. The incident is said to have occurred because of an issue in the programming code in the department's web application that manages workers' compensation data. From Ford Authority, enterprising thieves have figured out a way to hack the Ford phone as a key system, a feature that's currently offered on a host of Blue Oval products, including the Lincoln Nautilus, its big brother the Lincoln Aviator, and the Ford Mustang Mach-E. The system, along with similar technology, such as what's used on Tesla vehicles, is susceptible to hackers who can remotely gain access via Bluetooth. Reporting for Cybercrime Radio, I'm Zach Hack.